We are going to talk a little bit more about Territory Day and find out exactly what is going on for Territory Day. And joining me on the line right now, NT Major Events Head of Events and Operations, Corin Huddy. Good morning to you. Let me just try that again. Corin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Just having some technical issues in here that are all based on me not pressing the right buttons. Corin, I know that there is a lot going on, obviously, for Territory Day. What can we expect? What are the headline events happening tomorrow?
Yeah, it kicks off from 4 o'clock down at Mindle. Obviously tied in with the Mindle Beach Sunset Markets, which is always fabulous. But it's a decent old arvo, an evening of entertainment, that's for sure. So lots of local content performing. So Draft Day, Katie Baker, Kuya James, which just obviously ARIA nominated producer, but also won some MT Music Awards. Capped off, I suppose, and rounded out by Australian supergroup ARC, or Australian Rock Collective. So they'll be performing some absolute all-time favourites for everyone to get up and have a bit of a boogie to and a sing-along. Then obviously rounded out with the old pyrotechnic display out in the front of Mindle Beach there from 8:15. So she's an extravaganza, that's for sure.
Oh, it certainly will be. It is going to be massive. And that pyrotechnic display that we see on Territory Day, it is always absolutely unbelievable. Corin, do we know how many ton of fireworks we're talking this year, or just how many are going to go off?
No, I don't, but it's a good 15 minutes worth. So strap yourself in, get yourself a blankie. She's a bit chilly out there at the moment, but she'll be all on out there for everyone to see, that's for sure.
It really will. And is there much going on, like, in other parts of the Territory as well? I know at different times in Alice and some of the other locations there have been events too.
Yeah, right across the Territory. So we've got 19 events taking place throughout. And that ranges from Yuendamoo communities right through to Alice, Catherine Tennant. So Alice is the same thing. So we're partnered with the show this year. So it's in conjunction with the Alice Springs show at Blatherskite. And full line up there too. So band Chunky Custard through there, and that runs from 5:30 to 8:30. But it's a big gig. It's a big gig. There's no doubt about it. And as it should be, you know, it's a chance for us to celebrate this wonderful place we live in, and everyone get together and having a good old bonds of time.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. Corin, down there at Mindle, are people able to still have their own personal fireworks, or is it a situation where you sort of can't let them off if you're at that that public event?
No, there's an exclusion day down there, Katie. So obviously out the front of Mindle, that's all regulated, and let's be fair, yeah.
There's a fair old
piece going on out the front there. So there is a zones down each end of the beach that you can take your personals.
Yeah.
But, you know, and if so, do it safely, but that's how it operates.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I mean, when you've got families there to see the wonderful event that is being put on for Territory Day, the last thing you want is somebody to let off a firework close to, you know, a group of children or something like that, and somebody to get hurt.
Oh, absolutely. We want people to come, enjoy themselves, have a good time, get there safely and get home safely. That's what it's all about.
Mm. Corin, how much organisation goes into a day like this, particularly when there's 19 events happening right around the Territory?
There's a fair bit. We're fortunate too, Katie, that we've got some fantastic partners and communities and organisations that we work with. So, you know, it's been around for a while now, so everyone's getting pretty good at it. So yes, there's a fair chunk of work on it, but it certainly wouldn't happen and couldn't happen without the fantastic support from our partners, our volunteers, other community organisations, councils. There's lots of people involved, that's for sure.
Well, Corin, do you guys get to have a rest after Territory Day? I know it's been a busy old time for everybody at NT Major Events.
Yeah, we'll take a breather for a few days and then we're back into it for Red Centre and Alice on 2nd to 4th of September. So, another amazing event that we're really looking forward to as well. So it's a bit of a shame when it all wraps up, to be honest, and we, you know, get a couple of months to reset, but we'll go again, and we'll just keep knocking them out.
So wonderful stuff. The busiest crew, I reckon. NT Major Events, always so much going on. And you indeed head up the events and operations. Corin Huddy, we really appreciate your time today.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thank you.